Masechet Makot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah He, will continue listing different avedot that a person would receive malkut if he violated. Mishnah says, HaKoreach Korha Berosho, if somebody makes a bald spot on his head, he rips hair out of his head because he's in such grief over somebody who passed away, which is a prohibition in the Torah. V'amakif Pe'at Rosho, if somebody rounds out his head by cutting his sideburns off, cutting off his pe'ot. V'amashchit Pe'at Zekano, if somebody shaves his beard, where he's destroying the different edges of his beard, which we'll elaborate on in the Mishnah. Also, not allowed to shave in that way. V'asoret Sedita Ahat Al Hameto, if somebody makes a cut in his skin out of grief over somebody who passed away. For all of these different lo ta'aseh that a person violated, hayav, he's liable, and he would receive malkut. We mentioned that if a person cuts himself over grief, over somebody who passed away, he receives malkut. So the Mishnah says, sarat serita ahat al hamisha metim. If somebody made a cut in his arm or his body because of five different people who died, or hamesh seritot al met ehad, or he makes five cuts in his body over grief of one person who died, hayav al kol ahat ve'ahat, he's liable for malkut for each one of the five. In both of these cases, he would receive five sets of malkut. Even though he only did one act, each cut or each person he's mourning is considered to be a separate violation of the lo ta'aseh, and therefore he's punished with its own set of malkut for every single one of them. Usually when a person violates a mitzvah several times, he's only given one set of malkut, but because he only received one warning. But here, it's an exception to the rule that the Gemara learns out from the Pesukim. Al harosh shetayim, if he cuts off his pe'ot, he receives two sets of malkut. Ahat mikan ve'ahat mikan, one for cutting off one sideburn, and another for cutting off a separate sideburn. They're both looked at as two prohibitions, so therefore he would receive two sets of malkut. We mentioned earlier that there's a prohibition against destroying the edge of a beard, the pe'at zekano. So here the Mishnah is going to elaborate on what are those edges. Ve'al hazakan, for destroying the edges of a beard, a person could receive five different sets of malkut because he has five edges to his beard. Shetayim mikan, ushtayim mikan, two sides of the face, but what are the two on each side of the face? According to this understanding, one right below the ear, where the cheekbone and the jaw meet. They make sort of an L shape at that point. That corner is considered to be one point. And secondly, on that same side, a little bit down the jawline, where the chin and the jaw meet. So before you get to the middle point of the chin, a few inches over from that, that's considered to be on the jawline, a second point where the jaw and the chin meet. So that's on one side, that's two. And you have the same on the other side of the face. That's another two. Shtayim mikan, ve'ahat milemata, and one more on the bottom of the face, which is the chin itself. If a person destroys all of these five edges, he receives five different sets of malkut. Rabbi Eliezer omer, im nitalo kula ke'ahat, eno hayav ela ahat. Says Rabbi Eliezer, if a person destroyed his entire beard all at once, and all five edges, all five points of the beard, became shaved or cut all at one time, he only receives one set of malkut. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's all one prohibition. So if a person did one of them and didn't do the rest, he violated that prohibition. But if he violated all five together, he violated that same prohibition all at once. So he would only receive one set of malkut. The same mahloket would apply also with the sideburns. We said over here, Tanakama said you receive in terms of the beard five different prohibitions, so five sets of malkut. While Rabbi Eliezer disagreed, sideburns would be the same thing. According to Tanakama, like we mentioned, you get two sets of malkut because there's two different sideburns. He looks at them as two separate prohibitions. What Rabbi Eliezer would say, though, is if you shave them as one in one moment together, then it's the same prohibition and you'd only receive one set of malkut. About shaving the beard, we'll say, Eno hayav aji telenu betar. You're not liable for destroying the points or the edges of the beard unless you cut them with a razor. There's two details that have to happen in order to violate this problem. You're not allowed to shave with a utensil that is primarily used for shaving, and also that destroys the hair at the root. A razor, which is a straight blade, fulfills that description. It is used for shaving, and also it cuts the hair at the root. Scissors, for example, would not fit that description. It only has one of the two. It's used for shaving, but it does not destroy the hair at the root. And tweezers would destroy the hair at the root, but it is not primarily used for shaving. Rabbi Eliezer omer, afilu liketo bemalket o berehiteni hayav. Disagrees Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, even if a person removed the hair with tweezers or a plane is a tool used to smooth out wood, he would be liable. What the Hachamim say is that these tools were not usually used for shaving, so therefore they don't fit the criteria. But Rabbi Eliezer says, no, they were used for shaving, and they do cut down to the root, so therefore they're not allowed to be used. So that's, it's a machloket metziut in a way. According to Hachamim, they're not really used for shaving, while Rabbi Eliezer says, no, they are used for shaving. Masechet Makot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will talk about somebody who violates the Isur of putting a tattoo on their skin. Mishnah says, HaKotev Ketovet Ka'akav. Somebody makes a tattoo on their skin. A tattoo is a cut they make on their skin, and they would fill it with ink. That person would get Malkut. Katav Velo Ki'akav. If a person wrote on his skin but didn't make a cut first, he just put ink on top of his skin, not under a cut. Or ki'aka velo katav, or he made a cut in his skin, but did not write anything inside of that cut. Eno hayav, he is not guilty, would not receive malkut. Ad shichtov vikakeya, until he writes after making a cut. And also bidyo ubikhol ubchol davar shehu roshem, whether he writes in black ink or blue ink or anything else that leaves a mark. He needs both of those details to be there. He cuts, and he also is then filling it with ink. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon said in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Eno hayav ad shechtov sham Hashem. He's not liable unless he writes the name of an idol in the cut. And he learns that from the pasuk. Shene emar, uchtovet ka'aka lo titenu bachem ani Adonai. The pasuk says, do not place a tattoo on yourself. I am Hashem. The fact that it says, ani Adonai, I am Hashem, it's telling us that the idea of a tattoo is about putting something other than Hashem onto your body, which would be an idol. So that's the only way that Rabbi Shimon says the Torah forbids to put a tattoo.